We're learning Masech this Yevamos Daf Hei Amud Beis. The Gemara is trying to find where the extra word, where it's mufne. The Gemara wants to talk about the smuchen of a silver shatner semer pishtim yachtav to gedilim tasilcha, the darshan smuchen that klayim betzitzis is mutter, and has to be mufne. And the Gemara is discussing where it's mufne. So the Gemara brings, im kein lichter rachman le silver semer pishtim yachtav shatner lamali. Let it just say, Lisulba Shemesh Semir Pishtim Yachtav. Why would it need to say Shatnez? Shatnez is Lafnuye. So Mara says, no, Lakati and Baile, you do need the word Shatnez. Achi Yeshua Tavli Venuz. So Rashi says, Minatari Nachayv, until the Shua, meaning that Semir Pishtim is Mesukin Yachad Hate Vimasrik, that Semir Pishtim are combed together with a comb, Shua Lashon Chalak Shatimin and Shia, and Nuz is Arug. There's a have to be Shua together, so presumably who would then have to be Tavli together and Nuz together. And Rashi says similar thing in Masech Nida. Taisus, interestingly enough, over here says Ein Lefarish Kmerish Pirish Rivon Shua V'Tavli Yachad. He doesn't bring it from Rashi, and Nida he does bring it from Rashi. But that would seem to be Shitas Rashi that Shua Tavli Nuz means to be Shua Tavli and Nuz together, the Semer and the Pishta. So Taisus here and in Nida argues in Rashi, well, he has two things that he argues. First of all, Taisus holds Shua, Tavli, and Nuz does not mean together. It's not a din and how connected they have to be. Shua, Tavli, and Nuz is in the quality of the garment. The garment has to be that the threads of the garment are Shua, they're combed into fibers, Tavli spun into threads, and Nuz Usi says does not mean woven, because that's Pasha, the beggar has to be woven. Nuz means twisted, Shazer. Al Kapanim, that's the Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. And Taisus asks Akasha and Rashi that if you're going to need the Shua and the Tavli and the Nuz to be together, and otherwise there's no Kalayim Midereisa, so what's the case of Kalayim Mitzitzis? We have a Pishtim Begin and Semma threads, or it's Semma Begin and Pishtim threads. They're not combed and spun together. The Begin is Pishtim, and the Kutim at Semmer, or vice versa. And in Masech Nesnid, he asks another question. That Yachtav tells you that Taikav Shtei Tkifus is a Chibur, so why would you need Arug, that if it's woven, you anyway know from Yachtav that even if it's sewn together it's a Chibur, why would, if Nuz would mean Arug, why would you need that for? You should know it from Taikav Shtei Tkifus. So in order to answer Rashi, particularly the Kasha from Klayim Betzitzis, that it would seem that it's Shatnez Deraisa even without being Shua Tavli Nuz together, I found three mahalachim in the Mefarshim. First mahalach, the Marie Kurkus in Hilchus Klayim Per Gidol HaChabez, brings a mahalach from Rashi in Madura Kama. So Rashi himself seems to address the question. And he says, the case of Klayim B'tzitzis is a case where the threads of the tzitzis are Shua and Tavli together, Tzemer U'Pishtim, and they're mechubber together through shtei tkifos, by putting them in the talus is one tkifa, and tying them is another tkifa. So the threads of the tzitzis themselves create the shatnez requirements of shua tavli venuz. The case is, your threads of tzitzis that you're using for the beged are tzemer and pishtim, which are combed together, woven together, and the orug means, since you are putting it into the beged and tying it, that's like Arug, that's like Taikiv Shet Kifais. Seemingly, according to this Mahalach, there are two ways, there's Arug and there's Taikiv Shet Kifais, and that it has the same din as Arug. Now, why wouldn't it be called Efshel Lekayim Shneim? Why would you ever need to use such tzitzis? And Rav Chaim Kanievsky in the Sefer Derech Emunah, he quotes this Marie Kurkus and see in Alacha Islam and Hay. And he says, I guess we're talking about the case that these are the only chutei tzitzis you have. These are the only chutei tzitzis you have is chutei tzitzis that are made through combing and spinning the tzemer and pishtim together. And I guess we're going to go like the Rashba we had before in the Shia. The Rashba and the Rebbeinu Yeruchim hold that when you have a pishtim talus or a tzemer talus, and you personally don't have any other threads besides the other one, right, Tzemet to Pishtim, Pishtim to Tzemet, that's called that it's Yevshel Lekayim Shneim. We said the Beis Yosef, and seemingly the other Rishonim, the Ramban and Taisus, seem to hold that way, would hold that as long as it's the etz and efshel kaim shneim, you don't say say the chalei say. We discussed that in the previous year. But this is the pshat. This is the first pshat, which is attributed to Rashi himself in Madura Kama, that ein echinami. Your regular case of tzemer lepishtim and pishtim letzemer would not be shat as the raisa. The only case of the smuchin, klayim betzitzis, the seyda chalaisa say, is when the tzitzis strings themselves, shua v'tav v'yachat tzemer lepishtim, and I guess we're discussing a case where you don't have any other tzitzis threads, that's why it's the efshel l'kayim shneim. Like the sheet of Rajman and Ben Yeruchim, that's called the efshel l'kayim shneim. So I saw in the Gvaldiga Sefer, Mara Mekoymus Eil Torah, which I use a lot, but I saw he asked the Kasha, his own Kasha, that how does the Shlim of the Gemara earlier on the Avdalah Amid Beis, which asked the Kasha, according to Tanu Dvei Bishmol, why would you need the Smuchim, Tepik Lei, because Beged, according to Tanu Dvei Bishmol, means Tzemru Pishnim. It says, V'asam Tzitzis Al Kanfei Bigdehem, and Tcheles is Tzemru. So the Torah is clearly telling you put tzemer on a pishtim beged. And the Gemara answered that if it would only be that pasuk, you would say no, a kanaf min kanaf. You put tzemer on a tzemer beged, pishtim on a pishtim beged, min kanaf. And the only time you do tcheles is when it's tzemer on a tzemer beged, then you color it tcheles. By pishtim, you do min kanaf and you don't do tcheles. Kamashal on the smuchim, that if you would tzemer the pishtim, with pishtim with tzemer. Clearly, that the tzitzis, particularly from the kasha, and even from the teretz, that the tzitzis is tzemer, and the beged is pishtim, or the tzitzis is pishtim, the beged is tzemer. Not that the tzitzis are a combination of shur, tav, v'yachat, tzemer, or pishtim. And he blames shver. But I saw in the Chedushi Ravon, at the end of Nida, Simon Shinlam and Zayin, he mamash shtelzach on the same kasha. And he says, ein echinami, that's the difference between Tanud Ve'er Bishmol and the Rabbanon. Tanud Ve'er Bishmol, hold, you don't need shuv v'tav v'nuz. I don't know where he sees klar this machlekes, but this is what he's standing on. Tanuvei b'shmol, you don't need shuv v'tav v'nuz. It's like the Gemara there in Nida has it said, eima oi shuv oi tav v'nuz. You need one of the three. And that's what Tanuvei b'shmol hold. And the Mela, the drush of smuchel lefi Tanuvei b'shmol is that you could put tzemer in a pishnim beged and a pishnim in tzemer beged, like the Gemara in the Avdalon of Beis clearly says. And what's the together? The nuz. You need either shua together, or tavli together, or nuz together. You don't need all three. So you can have a case, let's say a felt beged, which all you have is shua, you don't have tavli and nuz, that also would be shatn as their isa. And you have a case where it wasn't shua and tavli together, just nuz together, and also would be shatn as their isa. But it's just the rabban of Tanu Mishmol, they learn everything from shatnas, and there, the rabban says shatnas is extra to tell you. And this is his lashon, that if you make from the tzitzis, if you make the tzitzis semer and pishtin shua v'tav v'yachad, mamish l'grashin and mandura kama, that's the case of a seder chalos say. And they need shua v'tav v'nuz, all of them together. So the Ravon is mefurish like this mandura kama, and mefurish explaining the enichanami two mahalchim. This tanuvei b'shmol is mahalach. They hold you need either shua or tav or nuz, that's the pshat in the pasuk. They hold that Semer and Pishtim, Pishtim and Semer is Kalayim, and that's Pshat in the Pasuk. You have the Rabbanon of Tanuvei B'Shmol, they hold you need all three of them together, and the case of Kalayim Vitzis that you learn out is when the Semer and the Pishtim are Shuvah Tov V'Yachad. As I was Mufurish in the Rabban, you see, which stemmed very nicely, because the Rambam seems to hold most Mufurishim learn this way, that he passes Allah Aishua Aitavi Ainuz, but you need them together. The Shua means Shua together. The Tavi means Tavi together. Nuz means Nuz together. But he passes Allah, like what seems to be the Havan of the Gemara Nida, that it's Aishua Aitavi Ainuz. According to Ravan, that could be because he passes like Tanud Ve'er Bishmol. So this is the first Mahalach. The Mahalach of Rashi with the Rakam and the Ravan, that according to Rashi, Einachinami, the case of Klayim Vitzitzis is when the tzitzis itself is shua and tavi together with tzemer and pishtim together. Mahalach number one. Mahalach number two is the Raivin and Teres Kain in Parash Kedoshim on the pasuk of Beger Klayim Shatnas Leyal Alecha Perik Daladei Sitches. The Raivin says like this, that even though he holds mamish like Rashi, they need shua, tavi, and nuz all together, but he says, if they were shua and tavi separately, each one separately. The katale bahadi adadi, and you tied them together. Hahu kitcha avle ki ilu hu shua tavunis bahadi adadi miyikara. When you tie them in a knot, the tying makes it as if it's shua tavunis together. As I state in the Ravid. And he says, because since me ditzur chachman al mishu klayim betzitzis, and there is no chibur, loy b'shuam, loy b'tviyasim, ele b'nuzim l'vadu ha-keshet. V'tam in etzitzis u d'shari, avabal mu'asim min ha-tera. Shema mina, ha-kesher, chomer yoysim min ha-orug, ad kam loshin ha-raivet. So the Raivet saying a different pshat, that ein echanami, there's shua and tavi separately, but when you have shua and tavi separately and it's woven, then it doesn't work. If it's woven, it has to be shua and tavi together in order to be shatnez deraisa. But when you have shua and tavi separately and it's tied in a knot, kesher is worse, and that's ki'ilu with shua and tavi together. What's the pshat in the Ravid? Me'echet taste of tying in a knot would work without shua and tavi and arig knot. So there's a shal sechus marach arzerua, simon and dalad, that Mamish says the vart. He's discussing shatnez when you could pull it apart. And that's what he's discussing. He's discussing a blanket which has shatnez inside, and then the blanket is sewn, but you could open up the blanket and pull out the shatnez, and that makes it a shatnez. So he writes like this in the middle. He writes, but I don't understand, he said, if you weave a semer thread in a beged of fishtin, why is it shatnez? The threads on a woven beged are not attached to each other. You could pull each out. You could pull each one out. So where's the yachtov? As I affect their shayla, a woven beged. Where's the chibur? You could just pull out the string. The shema, he says, al kahaygam the pirish shakundis avinin shua yachad v'tav yachad v'aruk v'loy mi yachtov nafkalei ela mishatnes. That when it's woven, it's only considered shatnes deraisa when it's shua and tav together. And there you don't have a yachtov. What's a yachtov? A yachtov is shtei tkifas. When it's shua tov arig, you don't have shtei tkifas. Because arig you can pull apart. You can always pull apart a weave. So that's why when it's shua and tov together, you have shatnez. Aval imchive beger shal tzemer v'shal pishin. If you have two garments, you have a tzemer garment, you have a pishin garment, and you attach them together b'tfira, with sewing them, ay b'kesher, b'tzitzis, b'talis, then I feel enem shizurin ozen klayim deraisav honaf klayim miyachtov. Yeah, he says mamish kamat the same thing in simon ches. So the marachar zeruah is saying a gavaldig azachin, and we'll see if Chayin has a different take on it. But the marachar zeruah is saying there's two cases leisilvish shatnez and leisilvish yachtov. What's shatnez? Shatnez is not yachtov. Why? You can pull it apart. What's shatnez? It's shua v'tavli together and arug. And that is the thing. But if you have arug, and you have separate threads, semer and pishtim, it's not yachtov, it's not shatnez. But then you have yachtov. When you sewed a semer and pishtim beged together, or when you tied tzitzis of semer and a beged pishtim v'chuli, that's yachtov. That's stuck together. That's shatnez, even if it's not shua v'tavi together. V'heinein divi arayvin and teres kainim. If it's just woven, woven is not a chibur. So what the chibur? The shua and the tavi is the chibur. It's shua together, it's tavi together, then you have a chibur. But if it's tied or sewn, tying and sewn is a chibur, then it's yachtov. So this is the second pirish. Rashi says shua and tavi is yachtov when it's not tied, when it's not sewn. Taikish et kufis or kesher, tied or sewn, that's a new din of yachtav. Then you don't need shua and tavi together. As they state the Raivin and Teres Kainim, as they state the Marachar Zerua. That's the second pshat. And now for the third pshat. The third pshat comes from Rav Chaim. The Grachal Hashasim Sechtes Nidin Av Sam Vechal. He says there's two dinim. There's shatnez and there's yachtav. But he explains it like this. Shatnez is a din in the beged. The beged is a chefs of shalisser. The teruvus of Tzemer Pishtim, we spoke about this in a previous year, spoke about this chakira, but Rav Chaim is saying like this, when you have the tanoim of shua, tavi, v'nuz, and Rashi holds you need shua, t'yachad, tavi, nachad, and nuz, yachad, so what happens? The entire beged becomes one shtick client, and every ounce of the beged is asur. It's not the pshat, you're not aware the tzemer and the pishtim. Forget it. The whole baggage becomes a chtichas issur. That's the din of shatnas. What's the din of yachtov? I have a baggage tzemer. I have a baggage pishtim. I sew them together. That's the din of yachtov. So there's not a chefsa shel issur. The Torah asked wearing both. The Torah asked the teruvis. You're not allowed to wear tzemer when you're also wearing pishtim. You're not allowed to wear pishtim when you're also wearing tzemer. And there's a tanai. You're allowed to wear a tzemer shirt and a pishtim undershirt, but when the mechubri yachtav, when the taker state kivis, then you're not allowed to wear the tzemer and also the pishtim together. So those are the two dinim. So tzitzis and echanami doesn't have the requirements of shu'at avinus, but does have the requirements of yachtav. The facts of the kashem, I'll always have yachtav, right? He's not going with the raven and the machar zeruah that by woven you don't have yachtav. So anyway, I'll be also have yachtav. So what's the pshat? When do I ever need shu'at avinus? Why don't I always ask to have yachtav? Ever b'chaim, I'll tell you. When you mix the fibers of tzemer and pishtim together, and rave is tzemer and mead pishtim, or vice versa, so to me it's bottle to the rave. It should be bottle. If it's bottle, so it's not pishtim. It's rave tzemer. How come klayim isn't bottle? So, Dr. B'chaim, klayim is not bottle because the isser is the teruvis. If the isser is the tzemer and pishtim mixed, it's not bottle. That's good for the chefs of the usser. It's one shtick klayim. You can't say bittle. If there's an issur to it, tzemer with pishtim, and pishtim with tzemer, so if the pishtim is bottled to the tzemer, it's not pishtim. So it's tzemer. So I'm wearing tzemer with tzemer. But if there's issur, that when tzemer and pishtim combine, it creates a chalais issur called shatnas, so there's no bittul. So here's how it goes. When you combine the fibers, I need the din of shatnas. Yachtav won't help me because it'll be bottle. Because yachtav doesn't make a chatichas isser. Yachtav, the tzemer is a tzemer, the pishtim is a pishtim, I just now wear them together. But then I could say it's batal. But the Teretz says, but when I combine the fibers together, and the shuah v'tavli, and nice together, that makes it in shatnas. Shatnas is ein chatichas shatnas, the chalei shem shatnas, there's no bittul. But when each beged is standing on its own, and you sew them together b'shtei tkivis, or by tzitzis, you tie them together, and that is the din of yachtav, that is the din of shteit kivis. So there anyway can't be batal. Each one's nicker. But there, it's not a chatichas isser, because it's not shuv v'tavi together. But there's an isser to wear the tzemer with the bishtim, and the bishtim with the tzemer. To wear them both together is aser, and so it's yachtav, and that's not al zbitul. So because it sits, this wouldn't be shatnas, it will be yachtav. Now interestingly enough, in the Ikka Pirish, Rabbi Yom Mizrahi, in its Pirish Rashi and Pashkadesh and Berakutes Pasikutes, on the Pasuk of Beggar Klaim Shatnas Yal Alecha, he imamish says the same thing without the lumbus. He says, there's two dinim. There's Shatnas, and Shatnas works when it's not nicker, but there the Isser is because it's Shua and Tavi and Us together. If they're both nicker, then it's not Shatnas, it's not Shua and Tavi and Us together, but then it's Yachtav. And then it's also Shait Kifis. He doesn't explain it with the Graf's Lomdus, that Shuv V'tav V'yachtav, the Shatnas becomes a Chefsev Issur, that's why it's not Shaykh Bittul, and Taikav Shait Kifis is not a Chefsev Issur, because you're wearing both of them, but then it's not Shaykh Bittul, because each one's Nicker. But the Etzim idea, that when it's not Nicker, then it goes to all Shatnas, and each Shuv V'tav V'yachtav together, and when it is Nicker, it goes to all Yachtav, and you don't, already we have that in Rabbi Yom Mizrahi. So those are the three Mahalchim and Rashi. The Rashi says Shua and Tavu Venuz means together, and it's Mashu means all three of them together. And the Shaila, so why is Klayim and Tzitzis? So we have the Madura Kama of Rashi, which Marie Kurkus brings in the Ravon, that say that Ein Echanami, it's only Shatnas Deraisa when the Tzitzis strings are Shua V'Tavu and then Kosher together. And we said over the Ravon that according to Tanav Yishmol, it's not the way. That's the earlier Gemara, that even Tzemer and Pishtim and Tzemer, Shatnas, that's in Tanav Yishmol. Here we're going in the Rabbanan. We have the Teretz of the Ravid and the Marachar Zeru that explains it, that when it's only Arug, and it could be taken apart, there the Chibah comes, Aideh, the Shatnas, the Shuvah Tavinuz, and that needs the Shuvah Tavi together. But when it's yachtov, shteit kifa, it's a kesher, it can't come apart, then the chibur is without the shuvah tavi together. And then we have Reb Chaim, that any time you have shteit kufis, you have a din of yachtov. Any time you shuvah tavi together, you have the din of shatnas. And you need the shuvah tavi nus to tell you that it's a chafsi yisur, so it shouldn't be batal. But if it's not batal, you'll anyway have the issur of yachtov, which is an issur of the tzemet together with the pishtim v'chuli. Now let's go weiter. The Gemara then wanted to know, how do you know a seida chalaisi sheish bekaris? What's the makar that we need a lad to tell you that it's aser? So the Gemara says, we should learn after Mila. Mila is nichus ha-shal sheshi brises. From Pesach, Pesach has karis. From Tamid, Tamid is kain tadir. And the Gemara goes on. So Rabbi Chanan, in Simen Tes Eiz Beis, brings a Ramban in Sefer Tairis Ha'adam. He's discussing Tumas Kainim for Kravim, and he says in his side, it's not a din dechuya. It's a din hutra, right? And the pasuk sounds that way. L'nefesh le'yitama ba'amav, dafka ba'amav, not a meis mitzvah, kiyum l'she'erei. The whole issa was not given for a meis mitzvah, wasn't given for Kravim. And the Ramban says the following, v'dom yehamilsa, ludim esechtes yivamis, tamrin and asim, ena se derchalese sheish bekaris. That in Yevamos it says, "Enasei derech leisei sheish bekaris." It's Agamar, and they have a problem. The higufa mitzvahs yibum is leisei shakarisu. They shakaris sheishma. Why? What's the Gemara need? What's the Gemara want? They have a very clear example of leisei sheish bekaris from yibum. Eishasachas karis. Ella asei the Yevamos legav v'lav deishasach. Let me go dichli. The less elabachi, which is similar to Taisus Teretz. That's not dichli. The Eruv says shigas kala. El b'makom she'ein yibum, v'lasa l'karis v'lav b'hachi, v'lamatz v'liyam mel b'hachi. Hayes yibum always has a eshesach, so obviously the issur of eshesach was not given makom yibum b'chlal. And then he writes, v'achanam megam eshabes, ashkechan da'avayd edach eshabes. Find that avayd is dach eshabes, right? You go to the beis hamikdash and eshabes, and they're burning the fire on the mizbeach, and the shechting karbanis, and the burning k'tayris, right? So why don't you learn from the essay say derech leisei sheish bekaris? Because it never was aser. The Torah never gave an issur melacha. It's not a din of tchiya. It's in the last of the lavachi. That's what the Ramban says. I said that the Ramban is safe for Torah Sadam. In fact, Rav Chanan, Kai Vitzaris, and Vitesai's base. What's the Ramban saying? The Gemara actually did ask the Kasher. We should learn it from Tamid. We should learn it from Pesach. And the Gemara had a pircha. At Tamid, it's Tadir, and you can't learn out from Tamid and Pesach together, it's Tzarek Kavaya, and it's Yeshen Lefnei Adibur. So the Chaira, according to the Rabban is saying that there's no Havan, there's no Aseid Lechleish Yeshem Shekharis here. And the Gemara's information not that way. So what's going on? As effective B'chan. So that's what he says in Eiz Beis. In Eiz Vav, he says a possible Teretz like this. The Gemara is trying to learn out from each one, the Gemara is Matcha. And the Gemara says, we can't learn it from Pesach, Tamid, and Mila all together, because it's Yesh Lefnei Adibur. For Ektaisis, Yesh Lefnei Adibur means Pesach was there before Matan Torah, Mila was there before Matan Torah, and Tamid was there before Matan Torah, according to Man the Omar, Ilah, Shekivne, Yisrael, Vesina, Elvis, Tamid, Havim. But what about Musafim? What about the Omer and the Shnei Alechem? They weren't there before Matan Torah, and they're Deich HaShabbos. So why can't you learn it from other Kermanis Tzibur? So Taisa says to Teretz that really there's another answer, that Tadir. They're all Tadir. And even Mila, Vice Taisa, is Tadir. The Gemara didn't say it, good, the Gemara didn't have to say it, but they're all considered Tadir. Bissel Shvera Teretz. So Kuvin Ramban doesn't hold the way. The Ramban holds that Kabbana Siba are not called Tadir. The only one that's called Tadir is the Tamid. And the other ones are not. So why don't we learn that from the other Kabbana Siba? Teretz is the Hutchu. That's what the Ramban means. So why would you learn that from Tamid? Teretz says, Tamid is the Chuya. So Mela, by Tamid you have a Teretz of Yesh Lefnei Adibur, but the other ones you don't need a Teretz because the Hutra. And the Kavis Aris says, Vadayin Sarachin. Well, the Deichik is Mavur. Why would Pung Tamid be the Chuya and the other Kavanah Siva be Hutra? Why would it be that way? What would be the difference of Tamid and the other Kavanah Siva? But I think we could help out the Rabbi Chanan with the Beis HaLevi. The Beis HaLevi, similar to the Chesed Leis Dalon, who doesn't bring down the Ramban, he asked Tam Akasha, the Gemara in Yuma, Daf Mem Hei, says that Shabbos is Hutchu by Korban Tzibur. As I stated first in the Gemara. It's Hutchu, it's not Tuchuya. And the Mela, how can the Melina say that Chalei say, Sheish Bekaris, that's not Hutchu. And also, another kasha, Taisa says that Yibum, you can't learn out because of Mitzvah Sevekach. So he asked, Tamid Zosim Mitzvah Sevekach, even though you could bring a Tamid during the week, but Vais Tais, since the Maisa Shabbos comes every week, and the Torah says, clearly you bring the Tamid on Shabbos, it's actually very mefirsh. It says that you bring two Musafim on Shabbos, Ola Shabbos Shabbat, Ola Satam Viniskara, you bring the Tamid also on Shabbos. So the Torah is very clear, so it should be called Mitzvah Sevekach. The Beis Levi actually puts the two together. He says Mitzvah Sevekach and Hutra are the same thing. When it's Mitzvah Sevekach, that means it's Hutra. And that's Kamat the Lashon and the Ramban there in Torah Sodom, which Beis Levi does not bring down. Beis Levi is asking Kasha Misvara that in Yuma it says that it's Hutra, and also it's Mitzvah Sevekach. So the Beis Levi says that Enechanami, the Gemara did not ask the Kasha from the Akrav HaSatam, but that's Hutra and that's Mitzvah Sevekach. The Gemara is Raya from Tamid, and he says from Pesach as well, is from the Akhtara. There's a din that even the Akhtara Satamid is Derech HaShabbos, and who are the Akhtara of the Chelvei of the Pesach? And there's no good reason to do it on Shabbos, you can wait till after Shabbos. It's Chaviv Mitzvah Vishaita. But that's not called Hutra, because Hutra means that you can't be Mekayim the Mitzvah any other way, and this is good. If you don't do it on Shabbos, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah after Shabbos. So if you can mekayim it after Shabbos, not mitzvah sevekach, that's called the chuyu. That's what he says. So when the Gemara asks the kasha from Tamid and Pesach, the Gemara's kasha wasn't on the Aveda. The Gemara's kasha in the Akhtar. He says, and that's the answer to Taisa's kasha. He says, Taisa's kasha is a deichik, and Imsachim doesn't, Taisa's teretz I mean is a deichik, and Imsachim doesn't bring that teretz. To say that all kabbanas are called ta'ad rishver, the Gemara never says that. Only Tamid. But the real teretz is, because the Aveda of the Karbanis is Hutra. It's only the Akhtara. So what about the Akhtara of the other Karbanis? So he says, Maridik. He says, all the other Karbanis, you have to do the Akhtara beforehand. I think he yates of the Akhtara afterwards, but he says, you really have to do the Akhtara beforehand because you have to do the Akhtara before the Tamid. But the Tamid, you don't have to do it by day, you can do it by night. And the same thing the Pesach. The Pesach is after the Tamid. You don't have to do it by day, you can do it by night. The other Karbanis, even though the Akhtar is also Derech HaShabbos, but it's Derech HaShabbos because you have to do it before the Tamid. So maybe this will be the answer, although it's a job rochik to be my missus and the Ramban, but maybe this is the answer, that the Ramban was bothered, all the Avedis are Kavanis, why don't we say, Seilos and Shakaris, the Teretz is, it's Hutra like the Ramban says, there is no Issa Shabbos. It's not the Pshat that there's an Issa Shabbos that has a conflict and you say it's Tchuyah. It's Hutra, it's Mishmas HaBakach. Haktara, that's Tchuyah. Akhtar is only negated to Pesach and Tamid. And the Raya is because the Gemara brought from Pesach and Tamid, and the Gemara says, Yesh Lefnei Adibur. Right? And Pesach is Karis, and Tamid is Tadir. But what about the other Gemara Sibur? Then I Yesh Lefnei Adibur. Elamai the Hutra. The Pesach and Tamid, via the Akhtar of the Pesach and Tamid we're discussing, he granted mentions that even though the Gemara says, Mala Pesach Shekin Karis, and the Akhtar is not the Karis, it's the same Karis. There is karis, by Mila also, it's not the karis if you don't do the meal on Shabbos. You do the meal after Shabbos, it's not the karis. But Teretz is Mila b'chol is the karis. Pesach b'chol is the karis, so even the Akhtar is mochamer. That's the base of Levi Shtickel, and that was Tim with the Ramban.